The only non-commercial movie showing I know of for the next few days has John Lithgow trying to keep Dancing Banned from his small town and Kevin Bacon trying to bring it back, with a surrounding cast of Diane Wiest, Sarah Jessica Parker, Chris Penn, and Laurie Singer in the 1984 sort of classic Footloose, and with a number of top 10 songs on the charts. Showing is 7 tonight in the Orpheum. And commercially, we have Matthew McConaughey trying to keep Ryan Philippe out of jail, or worse, on charges of assault, or worse, in a good old-fashioned mystery called The Lincoln Lawyer, with another impressive cast including Marisa Tomei as a love interest who can't quite approve of McConaughey's determination to defend even the scummiest of defendants, but who can't help what she feels about him, though she's too strong to get idiotic about it. William H. Macy as the scruffy but not quite comic sidekick that I wish I saw a lot more of, and a lot of others like John Leguizamo, Michael Pena, and Bob Gunton, none of whom have as much to do as I would like. The cast and plot are good old, comfortable mystery standards. Philippe, almost aggravatingly naive and innocent in the beginning, but getting a little suspicious-looking and showing unexpected acting range as the story moves along, behaving stupidly only in courtroom scenes that turn out to be a little less silly than they unfortunately first appear. The unattractive prosecutor who would like to find a way to lift McConaughey's law license the way franchise prosecutors always want to do. The twists of plot that are more fun than convincing, the way series plots twists are supposed to be. The surprise witnesses, the whole shebang of series legal dramas from time immemorial, made enjoyable largely by the fact that neither screenwriter John Romano nor director Brad Furman have anything in mind but giving the audience a couple hours of comfortable entertainment, despite opportunities to pontificate or satirize. The Washington Post has suggested that The Lincoln Lawyer should be number one in a series, and I must agree, though I think it would belong on television. And while the basic ingredients of this formula stew are pretty standard, there are some genuine surprises, and while the plot is not the easiest thing to keep track of, it does seem to fit together in a more logical way than seems to be considered necessary in these days when good scenes are regarded as more important than good complete plots. There are a good many incidental satisfactions in The Lincoln Lawyer. Tomei has a way of being both sexy and controlled, loving and disapproving, even when not given much to work on. And William H. Macy is not overwhelmed by some pretty outrageous makeup. The seldom-seen Bob Gunton always carries an area of menace around even when he's doing nothing at all. And McConaughey is relaxed and natural, in a variation on the standard lawyer hero who is not as square as Perry Mason or as poor as Raymond Chandler required. He may work out of his Lincoln Town car, but he charges plenty. He is not as smooth as a thin man, but neither is he as rough and borderline crooked as Sam Spade. There's a lot of potential for a franchise in The Lincoln Lawyer, and I'd welcome a sequel or two at least. Jim Erickson, over and out.